Hello and welcome to Brotherhood Without Manners, a Game of Thrones podcast. I'm Ryan McBride, and this time we're going to be having a chat about Tyrion, and I'm by myself this time around because we're getting short on time and we just need to bop through a couple of these ones, these last most important characters, a bit quickly. So I'm just gonna go through them myself. On Tyrion, I think he's going to be one of the most important characters in season 7 of Game of Thrones. I mean, right now, as it is, he's the hand of the queen, of Queen Daenerys, who's not really the queen yet, but she's going to be. I think Tyrion, he's going to be the most important aspect of Dany's invasion of Westeros. And the reason I say that is because he has knowledge that she doesn't have, and I feel like she trusts him more than she trusts Varys after Kinvara exposed Varys' only weakness right in front of her. Tyrion's a bit more frank about his shortcomings, whereas Varys tries to pretend he's some sort of a mystical fish that doesn't get into any trouble. And judging by the trailer, I think he will already have proven himself by masterminding the invasion of what I think is Casterly Rock via the sewer system or by some secret tunnels under the city that he read about well off his arse on Wine at some point. He interacted really well with the dragons last season when he went into the dungeons in Meereen, just before they escaped and joined Drogon. They seemed to be kind of calm in his presence during his monologue, which is one of my favourite ever scenes in the series.
When I was a child, an uncle asked what gift I wanted for my name day. I begged him for one of you. It wouldn't even have to be a big dragon, I told him. It could be little, like me. Everyone laughed, like it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard. Then my father told me the last dragon had died a century ago. I cried myself to sleep that night, but here you are.
One of the ways I would explain his relationship, instant relationship, I suppose, to the dragons that they never had with anyone else, maybe he's a Targaryen. And I know we've been suggesting that anyone can be a Targaryen at this point. Jon Snow could be is a Targaryen. Varys could be a secret Targaryen. But this one's a fairly interesting theory, and it helps. It could help him reconcile his past. Well, the theory goes is that when Tywin, his father, was the Hand of the King, who was the Mad King actually raped his wife and had a child by her. And as is known by everyone in Game of Thrones already, when Tyrion was born, his mother died. Now, if this theory is true, then it would be an enormous slap in the face to Tywin Lannister, who then had to raise this child who not only wasn't his child, but ended up killing his wife through childbirth. Obviously, it was no fault of his own. It wasn't his fault that he was his alleged father's son, the Mad King. But it would explain so much of the hatred that Tywin shows towards him, because it's not really explained. I mean, I know he's small, and I know his wife died, but I feel like there's something else. There was another. He would love his child despite that. I don't know, because I feel like he puts family first all of the time, and it wouldn't make sense for him to just hate a part of his family unrelentingly. Why didn't Robert do anything about a Targaryen in such close quarters to him? Well, I don't think he'll much listen to rumors, but then again, it was potentially a Targaryen in his midst, and I think there would have been whispers of it anyway, so I think that's where the theory kind of falls short. Just looking ahead to season 7, how will his interactions go with Jaime, if there are any interactions, now that he has aligned himself with the people who killed his daughter Myrcilla? I mean, Illyria, Sand and the Sand Snakes, I don't think they're going to be very sorry for themselves, judging by Oberyn's treatment of the Mountain, or treatment at the hands of the Mountain as well. And not to mention the fact that Jaime promised Ron that he would kill the Tiny Lord.
If you ever see the wee fucker, give him my regards.
He murdered my father. If I ever see him, I'll split him in two. And then I'll give him your regards.
I just don't know. I think a few murders are going to have to be forgiven on every side in the next season, because I think Jaime will cross the Tyrion side eventually. He will see sense when Cersei goes totally mad. Although it could be too late. By the time Cersei goes mad, I think Jaime's fate could be sealed, and there have been hints of that throughout the series. Tyrion, not only Jaime, but Tyrion could have a hard time reconciling himself with the murder of his niece. There was no reason for him not to love his niece or his relatives. I mean, other than Joffrey, who was an enormous cock. And the Dornish forces, I don't feel like they'll have much sympathy for him. But if it does emerge that he is a secret Targaryen, then that could help. Another thing I'm really looking forward to this season, if it happens, which it may not, maybe it will wait for another while, but seeing Tyrion and Jon Snow reunited again after such a long gap since their last meeting up at the Wall, I think that'll be excellent, and I hope that happens this season, because they've both learned so much. I just feel like Jon might offer him some advice, just like Tyrion offered Jon advice at the very beginning.
Let me give you some advice, bastard. Never forget what you are. The rest of the world will not. Wear it like armor, and it can never be used to hurt you.
And also, I think for the sake of the story, it would be very important for Jon to know a familiar face in the other side of the negotiations table. If Dany and Jon are to form a pact, I think he and Davos, because Davos can he can convince anyone to do anything. He'll be essential to its formation. What do you think of Tyrion for next season? You can just, if you want to send us any other feedback, you can do it on Twitter at Brotherhood Pod and on Facebook at Brotherhood Without Manners Podcast, and you can give us a like there if you want. You can find us on SoundCloud / Brotherhood Without Manners and on Apple's podcast app. And actually, we would really love it if you could leave us some reviews there, because that kind of would help other people find this podcast, and if you like it, maybe you think other people would like it. Also, we'd love it if you could share it too. I'm going to stop asking you questions now. I hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.